This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN on Sunday that his comments were taken out of context in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad released on Saturday as Trump recovered from the coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During the interview, Fauci said at the time, quote, "I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. It's every single day, so I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more," end quote. Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh responded to Fauci's comments about the ad by telling CNN, quote, "These are Dr. Fauci's own words. The video is from a nationally broadcast television interview in which Dr. Fauci was praising the work of the Trump administration. The words spoken are accurate and directly from Dr. Fauci's mouth." More than 214,640 Americans have died of coronavirus in the United States. That's according to the latest data from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators at her confirmation hearing starting Monday that the courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. The 48-year-old conservative, President Donald Trump's third nominee to the 9-member court, is facing 4 days of hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The vote count is underway in Tajikistan after a 2-day presidential election expected to result in another win for incumbent Emomali Rahmon. He's poised to become the longest ruling strongman in the former Soviet Union. The Central Electoral Commission said more than 70% of Tajikistan's nearly 5 million eligible voters turned out to cast their votes. That number, however, was not independently verified. A win for Rahmon would give him a fresh 7-year term, and constitutional changes passed in 2016 would allow him to run for office an unlimited number of times. Election results are expected on Monday. Israel will oppose any U.S. sale of F-35 warplanes to Qatar. That's according to Israel's intelligence minister on Sunday, citing the need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen made the comments on Israeli Army Radio when asked about a Reuters report that Qatar had submitted a formal request to Washington to buy stealthy F-35 fighter jets. Asked whether Israel would oppose such a sale, Cohen said, quote, "The answer is yes. Our security and military superiority in the region are the most significant things for us." The Qatari request follows an August deal between the United States and the United Arab Emirates, in which Washington agreed to consider giving the Gulf state approval to buy F-35s in a side deal to a U.S. brokered agreement called the Abraham Accord to normalize diplomatic ties with Israel. China staged a large-scale island invasion military exercise during Taiwan's National Day as President Tsai Ing-wen called for meaningful dialogue with Beijing. The simulated night attack drill Saturday included drones, special forces, and airborne troops moving from multiple locations. That's according to a report by state broadcaster China Central Television. It was the first time in recent years that Chinese media had disclosed the entire process of a staged military landing in Taiwan. Tensions over Taiwan have risen sharply in recent weeks as Beijing has ramped up military pressure with its warplanes almost daily crossing the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait that normally serves as an unofficial buffer zone. At least 18 people were killed when a tour bus collided with a train early Sunday in central Thailand. At least 30 people were injured. Authorities said the bus was crossing a railway track when the train struck the vehicle near a station some 63 kilometers east of Bangkok. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.